I wanted to share a verse and try to give some expounding on this verse. I really hope it'll go in well with what we've already heard. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. This is something I'm very thankful for right now. Wish I would always be thankful for this as I ought. But in Ephesians 1, 7, it says, "In whom, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Get this expression. "According to the riches of His grace." The riches of His grace. Speaking not only of the value of God's grace, but also of the abundance of God's grace. And the way that that's been freshly illustrated to me lately in my own just personal Bible reading in the Old Testament is going through the book of Genesis here recently. And you know, there was Genesis reveals how that God picked a family. He picked a family, and through this family, He would send His promised Messiah. So I bet you if God, Almighty, the Holy One, we just heard about, was going to pick a family, and through this family would come His Son, come the Messiah, according to the flesh, I bet you God would make sure that family was the most upright, well-behaved, godly, exemplary family there could be. Because that would just be how God would do it, right? But you know, this family actually reveals the beauty and the riches of God's grace. So it was through Abraham, right? He was not a church-going fella. He was a pagan idolater. And then we skip on down. We'll go past Isaac. We'll go to Isaac and his twin boys, Jacob and Esau. And these brothers just, they got along so well. They served one another. They were right there for each other. Thankfully, you know your Bibles, right? There's enough chuckles there to know better than that. We have, just think about it for a minute. These stories are probably familiar to you. Jacob treats his brother Esau like dirt, right? And steals his birthright from him. And then Jacob's mom, Rebekah, Isaac's sweet wife, connives with Jacob, her son, to deceive their poor blind dad to give Jacob the blessing, to give him the birthright. And when Jacob comes in there, Isaac says, "How did you get the animal so quick?" And he said, "The Lord your God brought it to me." So he even blasphemes in lying to his blind father. And then he has to run away. And Jacob gets married. And he gets married again. And his wives don't like each other. And they start having a childbearing contest. And they even bring in their servant handmaid girl. Say, "Here, marry them too. So you can have as many, we'll have a contest. My side has the most kids. Rah, rah, rah." Now folks, this is a family. Can you imagine the dysfunction? The jealousy, the selfishness, the evil, the conniving, the idolatry? And God picked this family? And then Jacob heads back home after a while, and his sons go and murder a village of people who defile their sister. And then Reuben defiles his father's couch, and then Judah does some terrible things with Tamar, and then Jacob's sons take their brother Joseph and sell him into slavery. Can you imagine Joseph probably crying out, "Please don't do it, Reuben, don't do it. Judah, no, please." They said, "Nope. We're going to make some money off you, bud, and we're going to get rid of your miserable self in the process." And so they sell him as a slave to go down to Egypt. Wow. I'm telling you, you read Genesis, and there's some stuff in there. There's some stuff in there. What do you see? You see the ugly, wretched, sinful nature of man. You say, God, the one who's light and in Him is no darkness at all, would pick those kind of people? And through this family is eventually born, through the line of Judah, of all people, is born the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come into the world, and guess what He would do? He would be a friend of sinners. And He would receive sinners, not to encourage or endorse their sin, but to cleanse and to redeem and to forgive and to justify and to lead in pathways of righteousness. Sometimes, a lot of times, we think our relationship with God is a performance-based relationship. So we can come to the end of the day and say, "Wow, I think I did pretty good today. I can really rejoice in the Lord." And we think, and then we have a day where, "Oh, I messed up here, and I wasn't grateful there, and I messed up over here. Oh man, I need to feel bad for 2 or 3 days, and then I'll get back over the hump and I'll be joyful again." We know what we're doing there. We're really making the gospel about ourselves, aren't we? We're saying, here's what I can do to get myself in good with God. And you see a picture like this, you say, wow, grace really is rich. It's really the riches of God's grace, that a holy God would touch a sinful, sinful people in grace and mercy and forgiveness. So thank God in this season and every season for the riches of His grace. And tonight, if you're struggling with your sins, right? If you're seeing your sins, look to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look to one so abundant and full and rich in grace, and turn to Him for forgiveness and cleansing. And praise God, He's abundant and rich in grace and mercy. God bless you.